Good evening, and we resume. So, last week we took a little bit of hiatus, talked about Shavuos, and now we're post-Shavuos going into the summer, and Mitzvah Shem is mentioning we're going to hopefully get way deeper into the Sefer as we, get to other topics. But tonight, Chafetz Chaim talks about actually lending out possessions. So the Perek Hazeh, in this Perek, in this chapter, Yivar, we're going to lose today in Gemilas Chasadim, acts of kindness, Shiyish Ayidei Shilas Kalev, lending out, if you ask for a ball or a safer, etc. And we'll see how practical this mitzvah can really, this is, and how sometimes the Yitzhar doesn't want us to do mitzvahs. We there are multiple prakim, multiple chapters where we elaborated upon the mitzvah of lending money for those who need, to legitimate causes, legitimate people guaranteed loans for people who need it, and how that, the impact of it. And, we actually was a whole couple of chapters of taking away the excuses people all could have potentially when they have the money, when they could loan and they don't want to. Now we're going to explain the importance of lending out different objects that you have. Shigam de mitzvah, it's also a mitzvah. V'noveya m'midas ha-chesed. And it stems from the attribute, the character trait of kindness. K'mo she'amru chazal b'sukkah, as the Talmud says in Tractate Sukkah, tzedakah b'mamonah, charity is with your money, with your gelt. U'gmilas chasadim, acts of kindness, is both begufo, which we really didn't even get to yet, like visiting the sick and for the mourners, etc., and with your money. And Rashi says, when Rashi talks about doing acts of kindness with your money, mash'alo ma'os, Rashi says in that Talmud, lending out money, which we discussed, v'kelim, and your objects, whether it's your bowls, whether it's your lawnmower, uvehema, and the behema is your animal. People need it for money. Today, it would be a car or some other more sophisticated thing. Haydi mitzvah lashilo. It's a mitzvah to lend out objects. V'kol shekein, and certainly im bakli, O behema she ish alo, yuchal arviach ma'amos l'hachis es nafsho. Again, in a world of poverty, sometimes you don't need this possession, and you can lend out your animal. And this yid who suffers, who's struggling to make a parnasa, to make a living, you can help him make a living. And help, of course, his family, his marriage, his children, etc. It's a tremendous accomplishment to do that. The mashal, the person who's lending out the object, fulfills the mitzvah when he lends out his object. And at the same time, this yid, this Jew, is able to have a sustenance. He can't afford the machinery. He can't afford the item, right? Let's say he has a small business and he wants to sell ice cream. You have an ice cream maker. You're not even using it. It's in your garage. So not only do you have the mitzvah of chesed, you have a separate mitzvah, which we discussed previously, of giving a guy a parnasa, right? We discussed that when you shop at Paras, for example, you not only get good food, you get a mitzvah in the Torah. It says, V'chemucha achicha mati adchabo. Person needs a parnasa v'chazachtabo. You should strengthen him. If the yidden don't shop at the Jewish stores, then they won't be there, right? They won't make it. V'in chesed hazeh, which is amazing about giving out your possessions, your items, is you don't have to be a bank. You don't have to be a very wealthy person. Chesed yuchol kol eish l'kayim. You could have be a very simple, person with, not even upper middle class, lower class, sociologically and on the financial scale, and you can lend out things all the time. You could go and a sieve, a shark clay bias, your vacuum cleaner, right? Things, basic things, this person needs a microwave, whatever it may be. Obviously, if the kosher status. Maastricht, somebody has a. I remember this. This is last summer. We were in the Catskills. My daughter's actually my married daughter was just got engaged. We had our first l'chaim there. We're going back to Chicago. It would be here, and somebody in the next door bungalow from where we were apparently was looking around for to straighten hair. There's a word for it. All my daughters know what this is. Like a hair straightener for, why? Because they were having a guest. It was a girl who was going on shidduch date. And who in the world has this? So my daughter just got engaged. We had it in the house. Hair straightener, something like that. Whatever it was. You know what that meant? We learned how to hair straightener. This thing. And now it's going on a date. I don't even know where she got married. In fact, the boy would never have said yes again. Her hair would have been a total mess. Who knows what could have happened? Right? But no matter what, and one thing I'm positive is she's going on a date a lot more confident and happy and feeling good about herself, and her hair would have been a royal mess. And I think that day was going to, she had very little time. And this lady was literally looking at this. Does anyone have like the miles it was that we had it and we were next door? So you can learn something simple, a comb, right? In the shower or whatever it is. Somebody needs something, a small item. You do a chesed. An act of kindness. For Amru Chazal, the Talmud says, Gadol is the Gemara Gmanachas, Gadol ad Shalavan Ma'anshat Shatchelis. That we're talking about, like, the doing the mitzvahs of tzitzis, the white and the blue in the time of Tchelis, is if you don't do the lovan, it's more serious. Why? Because Tchelis Tamir Karim, Tchelis costs a lot more money. The inko Adam Yuchal Asigol, not everyone could afford it. Masha Inkim Lovan. Right, there's no excuse that a person didn't do the lovin. So too says the Chavetz Chaim, the Chen b'Inyanenu. Lo yidrush milamal al yishdachok, dachok. You know, a person who's like many who's strapped, trying to pay a mortgage and trying to pay the bills and electric, there's taxes that don't stop. Right, lama lo hilva lechaver meir dinner. Okay, meir dinner was a lot of money for a lot of people. They can't afford it. So there is a legitimate reason that maybe he can't lend out that money. He needs the money for his own life. That's a legitimate reason. But this person who struggles to make a living, or he does make a living but struggles to pay all his bills, or he has large families, and doesn't have the cash to lend out. And so you shouldn't. We discussed that. If you don't have it, you shouldn't give it out. Your family, yourself, your mortgage, that comes first. You got to pay tuition for your kids for school. That's a lot of money. What will Hashem hold the person culpable for? Aldavar katan, right? She could have lent something out. And he's lazy. Or he's reluctant to lend out his hair straightener, or his wife's hair straightener, or the shaitel head, or the lawnmower, or in certain cases, a car, perhaps. Again, I will be touching cars in a minute, because that's a touchy, so be careful in your car, too. Someone needs a bowl, you don't want to lend it out, a safer, etc. You can learn things like that in Chicago and in Lakewood and in Yerushalayim. We're not talking about this right now. There's something called gemachs. I just saw somebody has a gemach in Shaduchim. Somebody has a gemach in Chicago of things that you can do on a shidduch day, like when you're more advanced. The first, you date someone in the shidduch system. First few dates, you talk, what's your life dream, where you go, where do you go to yeshiva, where do you go to seminary, things like that. Then, if you get some more things, there's games, things to do for fun, see if it gets to the personality. Sounds like a mach, right? So you can borrow that for the date. You can literally borrow that for the date. Actually, in Chicago, there's a car gemach for people who can't afford, for yeshiva students who can't afford a car for the date. It's a car gemach. If you have a wedding, literally all the parts of the wedding, there's gemachs of people on the chairs for when you have a simcha, you have a happy occasion, a simcha. Or there's baby cribs or strollers for when you have children who are visiting, guests, etc. Right? This person had a few kids, they have a few strollers, they don't need it today. They're out of the house, so they make a gemach, anyone needs it. And we're going to talk about that, which is a very nice thing to do. You create something. Neighbor knocks on your door. They're having guests over. They would like to borrow 5 chairs. You have 20 chairs. You can lend it out. You're a simple person, but you can do a chesed. Right? You now allow this person to have their guests over with their chairs. Or they need linen. Right? You don't have to be. Anyone can do this thing. And if you don't do it, that means you're not a person of chesed, and not your derishon. I mean, you can't afford to give the loan to the person so they can afford a wedding, or they can pay tuition for their children, which they can't, or they're behind them, or they can start your business. Right? Because you have your own expenses. You have your own reality. But your linen you can't lend out. Some chairs. Right? Somebody, my wife, she's, we have extra kind of teenagers, so someone who was in the Koilos. Actually, this was Mrs. Leibowitz's first cousin. Well, she has a couple of cousins. Mrs. Leibowitz has a couple of cousins who live in Chicago, one of who works for the school. And one of them, my wife overheard the conversation that she was looking for a phone for her husband, needed another phone, because she was in the bottom of the 9th month, and, whatever. And my wife said, I have an extra phone. So she lent the phone for the month. But she didn't even ask her. She heard the conversation. She lent it out. And there are people who have gemachs for, you go to Israel, you need a phone. But if somebody, you hear the conversation, you can give the chesed. Someone asks you for it, and you have an extra phone, why would you not lend it out? Well, see, some people don't want to. Right? And then you're culpable. Right? If you can help a person and you don't, chesed. If someone needs something, you give it, you do it. V'afilu pa'asher, right? Even a wealthy person who needs something, right? The hair straightener, I think probably the person next door to us was super wealthy, but you know what? They can't get the hair straightener in 30 minutes in the middle of the Catskills. Not possible. Even Jeff Bezos couldn't get it over there if you don't have it. It's not anywhere around. They're in the middle of nowhere. So the fact that we could have helped out a very wealthy person. People need things all the time. I told you this story once. I told David, who actually in my time at Brahman San Jose, when the Dalen Paisk in the world. So he once told me he gave, he gave one of the richest Jewish people a loan. He said, this is the days, before Ubers and something like that. And read a chasana, and this billionaire was standing with him, and he realized he needed a cab because he, whatever reason, lived in Manhattan, wherever he lived, he forgot his wallet at home. See, there was a wallet on him, no credit cards, no cash, and how's he gonna get a cab? So the whole day, he lent the money. He said to me, I lent a great cigar. I went out to a really rich person. I gave him a loan. Right? It could be that everyone says nobody doesn't need something sometime. So this really rich person who usually would have a credit card or cash or, doesn't have anything. He gave a loan. So guess what? There are really wealthy people who need something. They need chairs and something they need whatever the thing. Something breaks. So yeah, it doesn't make a difference. You blend it out. Don't say go buy it. You can you can Amazon it, you can get it from Walmart.com. Give a person needs something real quick, you give it to them. The kol sheken, certainly when a pauper comes to you, v'ad yishal of chiv gadol, right? V'hashal atlento pen ein lo atam amen leknos, right? Sometimes he can't buy it. He says he can't afford it. Can't it's a problem. For him, he can't do it. Yesh shemayne mekoza. Unfortunately, the etzara. Sometimes people don't do this. They don't want to lend out their object. They don't want to lend out their object. I didn't say this even before this. One thing I would just say, actually I'll hold this because I think we'll touch on it later, but being careful for people who are not careful. But 90-something percent of people, you know, an object, are good people. They just need to borrow chairs. They just need to borrow a phone. They need to borrow a safer. They need to borrow a mixer, right? A challah, a dough maker, a hair straightener. But people don't want to do it sometimes because they have tsar ayin. They're stingy. They're like lending out their possessions. They have a tsar eye, means a narrow eye. They don't have a good eye. They just focus, they're a little bit like stone. It's, what's theirs is theirs. Go buy your own object. I bought this and I put it in a fancy cabinet and I don't like moving it and it makes me nervous to give it out to whatever, like this precious, you know, this precious, precious, toaster. Don't want to lend that out. My lawnmower. I'm very concerned if I get my egg beater to somebody because something could happen to it. So people make all kinds of rationalizations why they don't want to lend it out. Or maybe they haven't used it in 7 years, but I don't want to lend it out because they don't need it. I don't use it for, who knows, it's getting cobwebs. But they, all of a sudden somebody asks, oh, I can't lend it out. People don't want, it's my possessions, it's mine. I worked for it, I bought it. It's meaningful to me. I don't want to lend it out. Right? Sometimes people aren't even really, they don't have tzar ayin, that's stingy per se. The reason they don't lend out their possessions is they don't want to go schlep and get it. They're pashit, lazy. It's in their garage. I've heard these conversations. Yeah, I really can't get it. It's too much effort. How far? I have to look through my. I gotta look in my garage first. I don't have time. Sorry, person needs something, and you have it. That's very good. If it was easily accessible, you give it to them. We don't want to spend 4 minutes to search for the person. For 4 minutes to spend for chesed, I can't look for it. You know, somebody asked you for a lady for a cookbook or a man for a cookbook, right? And I have a cookbook, but you have 48 books and you don't know where it is. And I'm sorry. Yeah, I have, but I don't know where it is. So you don't, what do you mean you don't do it? Help a person? Laziness steals chesed from a person. How foolish could a person be? Chesed gives, we talked all the bracha, not what it means to be a Yid, to be a Jew. Because you're lazy? Oh, Meshai is a Siba Ketana, or this person doesn't do this chesed, lend out their object for other small, pithy, silly reasons. Hagam, even though they're not really stingy, that just the Yetzirah blocks them from doing chesed. V'kol makom lo naglam or a chesed. Such a person who doesn't have 4 minutes to spend looking through the garage or through their cabinets to find something is missing the ura chesed, the light, the illumination of kindness. They don't know how good it is for them, the bracha, the blessing, how enriching it is. We discussed it at length. If a person realizes, when a person knocks on your door and you have to spend 4 minutes to find something, or you have an item which maybe isn't meaningful to you, your cousin who passed away gave you this picture. And you, the person needs a pitcher to serve their guests. It's meaningful, but you push yourself because you realize what chesed is. You realize the value, the beauty, the blessing, the eternal reward of chesed. If you understand that, you run to do the chesed. You seize the moment. You invest. I was studying with one of the people who were, this is a good Jew at heart, you know, growth work is very, very far away. I mean, very far away, grew up very far away. And but I studied this person once a month. And I was telling him, we started yesterday Pirkei Avos. So I said, every Jew has a person in the world to come, unless, I told him the Mishnah Sanhedrin says, so you could lose your world to come. Your Porsche, I explained to them every Jew has a spark of eternity, but your own, you can be homeless in eternity, but your own home in eternity, your own home in the world to come, that's, you can't squander, you can't lose it. And this is a Jew who, you know, give him credit, he's coming to learn every month, but very far away on many levels. And he's like, wow, that's pretty serious. I'm like, yeah, life is pretty serious. Like, I told him the whole, I'm not doing this right now. He never heard of this, obviously, the Chofetz Chaim's metaphor, parable about chicken schmaltz and diamonds and the island and how a person could lose focus in this world. And he said to him, like, at the end of the day, you know, we have opportunities, you gotta grab them. And this whole world is filled with diamonds, filled with mitzvahs, filled with eternity. Yet we have to take advantage of them. A person who's asked to give a pitcher or a bowl or a linen or chairs, Hashem's giving them gold. Gold! That neighbor's giving you, he's giving you and he asks you. And you don't have to be rich. You don't have to be wealthy. You don't have to have extra cash. Baruch Hashem! What an opportunity, Vani Smechim! Person's joyous, happy. Kshat Kadosh Baruch Hu, it's not your neighbor, it's not your partner, it's not your friend, it's not your cousin who's asking. Hashem is giving you something. He's giving you gold. He's giving you diamonds, an opportunity. And that person asks for you. Chesed. Sometimes, by the way, I'll tell you an example, happens all the time. Someone says, oh, there's an email we got 8 years ago. I erased my emails. Can you find an email for me? An email could also be chesed. Serious. Instead of simply looking for a document for an email. Why did you erase it? What do you mean? He's giving you gold. He's giving you chesed. Somebody giving chesed, he's giving you. And the late Sahara makes it laziness or my, I don't have time for chesed. You don't have time for chesed? We discussed this at length. V'chol zed yibarnu l'ilin shilas kelim. We're talking about lending out possessions, a shar chafatzim, you know, whether it's kitchenware or anything else, shutoyva rak al chaya hazman. That's a chesed. You lend them the chairs, you can host his guests. You lend them the bowl so he can serve the meal. The gardener, his lawnmower broke, and his cousins, his relatives coming over. His daughter got engaged. There's a vart in his house, so and your lawnmower. That's chesed, it's eternity, but it's only that the lending is limited to for a mitzvah. Kol shenu mitzvah hashal sefer lechavero, right? When you give a sefer, whoa, person needs to borrow a chumash. Right? A person needs to borrow an avas a chesed to learn. A person, needs a machzer to daven Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, and you lent that out. By the way, I always think, you know, there's people in the shul, so the shir who bought machzurim for the shul. What a chesed for those people. Imagine the schus, right? You have a machzur. People are davening Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. The whole life is being decided. They're using a machzur you bought for the shul. Right? Let's say you go to the shul, they don't have a Hebrew English machzur. The person needs a Hebrew English machzur. You use a Hebrew machzur. You have 8 English machzurs, right? They're in your attic, somewhere in a box. You gonna get them for the person? You know what that is? You give them the machzor, they're gonna daven Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. And their whole eternity is gonna be changed because of that, because now they have a Hebrew English machzor. Okay? They're gonna ask you for a book, a sefer, a Jewish law, and they'll now know the Jewish law, and for eternity they'll be better. They're gonna ask you for a rishon for on the Gemara, and now they'll understand the Gemara at a deeper level for eternity. That's meet the boy the netzach for eternity. Therefore, when you learn that, you think, I'm just learning out a book, learning out a sefer, a Jewish learning. But no, the merit uzuchosos v'tzikasu and act of kindness. It's for you, the netzach. You get a part of that change in that person. Kmo she'amru chazal, as the Talmud says, hoyin v'oyshir beso. You have possessions, and you can get tzikasa oymedes lad, and you get the rewards for eternity. And that's what's the example that the Talmud says: zeakoisus svarim. You write the svarim, and you lend it out to others. Right? In our case, we can buy svarim today. We live in a world of art scroll, world of Burmans and all kinds of Hebrew svarim. It was a tremendous amount. You can lend them out. And not only is it a chesed, for a turn that you could change it, you're also supporting Torah. You're strengthening Torah in this world, and you lend out your sfarim. When you do chazakas Torah, you support Torah study, you support Torah scholars, you get a bracha from Hashem, so to speak, as the Talmud says. So kol shekin, a person asks you. Sometimes it's hard. You have to drive home to get the sefer. And you have to look for it. You have lots of books, lots of sfarim, right? Or you have to go. You'll find it. V'yesh shemayim malachashel. And sometimes people don't want to lend things out. You don't really like the guy or lady. Yeah, you know them from shul. You know them from work. You know them, they're your neighbors. But you know, they're not your type. They're loud, you're quiet. Or they insulted you mildly 54 years ago, and you still remember that. You know, you have a little sin, a little grudge, a little. They didn't give you a liya shul. You know, or they took your liya in the shul. Whatever it may be, or they bumped into you once, and you just don't like them. That says the Chavetz Chaim, that's the worst thing. If you don't lend, you have it accessible. You have the lawnmower, the pitcher, the whatever, a pen. Sometimes a guy needs a pen. It's not a joke. You ask somebody. Somebody says, someone wants to write down about this notes on Gemara, and they say, does anyone have a pen? You run, give him the pen. What are you crazy? Give him the pen. You use your pen for the Gemara notes. Now let's say you're 3 feet away. You're, who has a pen? Oh, my kid's got my pen. You know, he didn't say hello to me 3 weeks ago. I'm not getting my pen. Are you Meshuga? Or if he asks you flat out, do you have a pen? Oh, no, I don't have a pen. You have five pens in your pocket. Right? You don't want to give him a pen because you don't like the guy. He snobbed you out. So not only did you lose the chesed, and not only did you lose the support of Torah, you're also over, perhaps, loisikom, taking revenge, loisitor, bearing a grudge, just b'nei mecha. And you didn't. Because you didn't have to give him the pen when he asked you for it. He discussed this earlier when we were talking about loans. We didn't do that part. El yizboyin tamim b'navsho. A person should think carefully. Kam apam im hikun es akash baruch hu, b'dibor ma'asem. You know that grudge is kavayach, Hashem can have a grudge on us. We didn't live up to it. We broke the Torah through our actions, through our words, through our deeds. You think Hashem, we want Hashem to take revenge on us? We feel hachi in a kash baruch hu, neikim and neiter. Hashem doesn't take a bare grudge or revenge on the country because it's chesed. Even when we get punished, it's not chalila, it's anything to do with revenge. Hashem only gives us for our best. Sometimes a person needs a root canal because a tooth was infected, but it's only for our best if a tooth is infected. There's nothing Hashem God gives us but for good. And therefore, it is a revenge. And yet, we ourselves do things, countless things wrong to our Creator, to the world. That's how we should live up. People insult us or ignore us. And now they need a pen. Now they knock down. This neighbor, for 6 years, barely said, grumble to you, said hello. Now they knock. You know, I'm sorry to bother you. You have five chairs for my, you know, my parents and my siblings coming to visit. That guy, my neighbor, now he comes to me. You know, give it to me over revenge. And I should learn from Hashem. We call me Davin. Hashem, can I have health? Can I have wealth? Can I have this new job? Can I, you know, move houses? Whatever it is, you're coming to me now, Hashem. You just broke the Torah for 48 straight days. You barely davened, and now you need something. You come knocking on my door. You wake up. You want Hashem to say that to us, Kavirachol? If he says, Chavetz Chaim, v'nuchal leimor, perhaps you can say, shezehu kavanas hakasa, the Torah says, lo yisikim lo sitor, es b'nei amecha. Don't take revenge and don't bear a grudge on the Jewish people. V'haf t'lecha kamocha, you should love your neighbor as yourself. What's the two last words of the pasuk, the verse? Ani Hashem, I am a God. Reitzeloimar, that means to say, Shetisnaeg imreecha. You should treat your friend, your Jew, your fellow Jew, Kmosha anoichi, like I Hashem, noheg b'midas imcha. I treat you. If V'im kol olam, and with the world. She'ein in other sin. God does not bear grudges. Does not hate. Because the chesed of Yirmiyah, it says in Jeremiah, ki chesed ani no Hashem. I will, Hashem is chesed. I don't ever bear grudges. Kol zeh, says the Chafetz Chaim, this is the last large paragraph. Kol zeh dibarang in amash. Until now, this paragraph is talking about the person who's asked to lend. The lender. For Ata, now for a little bit, let's talk about the Shayo, the borrower. Yazayer shlo l'shana sapratim b'pi ma'ashech sheshua shamasha. If the lender tells you something, you should not veer from what he tells you. V'imishana, if your guy tells you, I'm lending you this with this parameters, and you decide to use it for beyond that, you know, certain electronic things, whatever it may be, nikra gazlan, you're a thief. You were never given this to do this. When you borrow, you have rules and halachas and parameters, okay? And you don't follow what the lender said, you're a thief. You're called a thief. Hanashulo lasis bapula charis. You asked for a specific thing. He never didn't want to see for that. Be careful of what you ask for, what you're getting it for, what the understanding is. You do things out the knowledge of the owner. Now let's say it's a car. You ask your neighbor, can I borrow a car? I need to get to work. My car is broken. And there's no public transportation. So, and I can lose my job. So if he lends you the car, now I say I have a car, well, maybe I'll go visit Cousin Joe. You know, I'll go here, I'll go there. Maybe I'm in Chicago, I'll go to Milwaukee. Always heard Milwaukee's nice. It's not nice. But I heard Milwaukee's nice. Hey, driving an hour and a half to Milwaukee. You didn't give the car to go to Milwaukee. Give it to go to work 20 minutes away. That would be a shayla of gazlan. Now you do that without permission. You had no rishus, no permission to take the car there. He actually quotes a couple of simanim in Chayish Mishpat about that. Laws of monetary disputes. Gam yizar shal shalo lahashila. Let's say you're lent something, and you say, "Do not lend this to anybody else." The kol sheken, right? And certainly, that sometimes you're supposed to return it to lend it to someone else. Gam Izar, this is very unfortunate. I had this conversation with my wife recently. Sometimes we lend out books, and I never see them again. And so I just said to make sure to write our names in them. Besides, that's serious, by the way. It's serious for two reasons. One is because now I don't have the book to lend out or to use. And number two is, there are people who are reluctant to lend after that. And for the person who borrows it, you stole at some level. And you stole on multiple levels. Now, you could actually, I know people who are reluctant to do certain things because they've been burnt. And very usually with a safer or a book, no one's doing it on purpose. They're not stealing it on purpose. They're just lacking standard of care. You borrow something from somebody, you better take that very seriously to return that. Right. Yeah, and sometimes people borrow for their kids or for whatever. That's your responsibility. That's your, you borrow, you're responsible for it. And not responsible, you turn it on time. The guy knocks, can I buy 5 chairs, my guess? Yeah, meanwhile, you don't return it. 2 weeks later, the guy next door has to call you up and ask to get his chairs back. Why? You needed it for one day for a guest. Why is it the lender's problem that he has to come call you? Like he's doing something wrong now to get his chairs back. You borrow something, you return it when it's done. You don't keep it. Right? You borrow a safer, you return it. Why does the owner have to go searching for the safer? When you're done with it, you return it. You're a responsible person. You're a mensch. The person did you a favor. Why do you have to go running to find you to get their item back? And if for whatever reason they can't get it back right away, call them up and tell them. We have phones today. You know, explain the situation to them. Uben Abnasenu or Abnan, due to her many sins, says the Chavetz Chaim, Harba in its harm, as there are many people not careful. Shemis Atslan, Leila Kalahashikli, they borrow something and they're lazy to return it. They're lazy to return it. Ubitoichkach, and because they're lazy and to return it, Shechecha Bal Habayis, Mishashalta, sometimes they forget who they lent it to. I just told you, my own, I've had to meet with certain books, like a book and ask where they go. They were lent it out whenever I got it back. And I don't remember what led it to. Because, you know, they're responsible. Sometimes you gotta look, where did I give it to? Who did I give it to? When did I give it to? A pen. By the way, you don't return the pen right away. Then, like, 5 weeks later, whose pen do I have? Where did I, you know, who did I borrow this from? And if you don't return it, it can get broken in your house. It'll break. Right? Because now, you know, once you don't, you used it, you're not so careful about it anymore. Right? And even if you pay him back, pay him for the loss, Galkin Avlo, right? Because he didn't lend it to you to be paid back. He wanted his toaster, his oven, his pen. He wasn't looking to sell it. He wasn't looking to do that. This was not why he lent it out. Vikolshikin, and if you don't pay him back, says the Chavetz Chaim, you're his gauntlets. Because he's like Gemara, that's highway robbery. You're stealing. Can he eat a Gemara? And the Talmud says about Mitzio, to show a person who borrows, I feel Acheshikalo Imeshalaso, even after you the period of time that you borrowed it, and you didn't return it yet, you're obligated, Muto Alav, Choyvas Hashmira, you're obligated to watch over this item. Kol zman shiatzto, as long as it's by you. V'kol shekem betoch yimei shelasa. Certainly during the time you're actually supposed to be borrowing it. D'achayev, if you're a borrower, even if it breaks, it's not your fault, you're obligated for it. Al-kein, unless it's faulty itself. Al-kein ha-shem renavsho, therefore a borrower should watch their soul. K'sheshol klimei eschavero, when you borrow something, Yachsirenu, return it when you're done. Don't be lazy. Don't be careless. Don't be an ingrate at some level. Person did you a favor. Don't be a person who is apathetic to other people's possessions. Right? Return the possession. V'lo yishenu etzlo. Don't keep it in your house. Ayin shiti mikubetzis. B'bo metzia shikasu sham shavitva. Dishayel. You're obligated to return it when you're done. And when you return it when you're done, what you've now done is you've allowed the person who lent it to you to do another chesed. And for us who are the lenders, very often, as we're swinging back, it's a hara, so you can do the smallest thing. I said before, it's 100% true. Person asks for a pen to write a check to pay the electric bill, run to give it for him. If they ask them for Torahs, run even faster. Right? We live in a world of tremendous opportunity. Right? Someone says, anyone give me a ride? And give a jump to be the first one. Why should you let your friend get the ride? I'll do it. Say it first. Zrizim makdim ala mitzvahs. Those who are quick cop the mitzvahs. And we're surrounded by mitzvahs. And certainly if someone knocks on your door, it's not them. It's Hashem giving us the chance. It's Hashem giving us the opportunity. And we shouldn't let laziness, pettiness, or stinginess block us from the diamonds that surround us for all the time. It's not, you don't have to be wealthy. You don't have to be powerful. You just have to love chesed. Okay, hold on.